Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously we had discussed the name of Allah Al-Kabir, the Great. Allah is so exalted that everything else is lower in comparison to Him. Allah's greatness is apparent in the rivers, oceans, jungles, mountains, skies, the depths of the oceans, the open space of the land, the celestial bodies, the sun and the moon that exist for trillions of years without any pillars, how they run according to their fixed orbits. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلٍ. How they don't crisscross and end up in each other's territory, so to speak. And we concluded by saying that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written that Allah's greatness refers to perfection in His being, which in turn means perfection in existence. By perfection in existence, we understand two things. Allah's existence is forever. It will never come to an end. He was from ever before and He will be forever after. Because when something comes to an end, there means there's a weakness in that. Or if something was not in existence at a particular point, it means there was weakness in it. Allah was always in existence. Allah will always be in existence. And the existence of Allah is the source of all creation. Without Allah, there would have been no creation. Without Allah, who is the Khaliq, the Creator, there would have been no creation. So Allah is Al-Kabir, the Great. Today we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Hafiz, the Protector. Allah is the one who protects His slaves from destruction, both in this world as well as in the after. He protects not only man, but every single creature. He protects us from unexpected calamities. Allah Himself mentions in the Quran, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the greatest protector. Allah has taken, or the protection of Allah is manifest in different ways. For example, Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting the Quran. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ. 1400 years later, not even a dot has been changed. We've had different periods, you know, during the last 1400 years. There were innovators, there were people with corrupt agendas, they tried to bring in different practices, they tried to add and subtract to our deen, but the Quran remained intact. There's no book that any library of the world that can produce, that can match the Quran in any way. Another sign of the protection of Allah is the Kaaba. There's nothing that grows around the Kaaba. The superpowers of the world can demolish it, or they think they can demolish it, they can intend to, but it's never happened. It's never happened because it's protected by Allah. Whoever comes to the Kaaba comes with a submissive heart, comes with a humble heart, and this is found in no other building in the world. Another example is Allah protects the actions of His servants. You and I, we do a humble deed, but Allah is the one who protects it. We may even forget we did it. The person for whom we did it, you know, we did somebody a favor, you help someone, they may forget it. Allah never forgets. In Surah Mujadala, Allah says, Allah counts all their actions and they forget. So Allah protects our actions. And there are amazing stories of how you see the protection of Allah. Sometimes you think, oh, it's my guard that's been guarding me for so many years. Nobody broke into my house. Then that very guard steals. And you say, but after 20 years, he now turned into a thief. That very lady who worked for me for 30 years, she now turned into a murderer. It was Allah protecting you. And when Allah decided not to protect you, then Allah in His wisdom knows why what happened. Look at how Allah protects the chicken inside the egg, the child inside the mother's womb. Food is supplied, benefit from the blood, they benefit from the water, the moisture, the air. Totally at ease. Subhanallah. How a weak sprout cleaves through a hard seed. It breaks the hard ground and emerges a weak sprout. But Allah looks after it under the surface of the earth and it comes out and then it becomes powerful and then it becomes a tree. Look at how Allah protects countless creations inside the shells in the depths of the oceans. He can withdraw that protection at any time. But He doesn't. Look at how Allah protected the sperm of the male entering the egg cells until He strengthened it and it becomes a fetus. Look at how Allah protected Musa alayhi salam by making him grow up in the house of the very Fir'aun who wanted to kill him. Subhanallah. There are so many instances of wild animals that look after babies. Allah gives them that ability to protect the child. So Allah's protection encompasses every atom and leaf of the heavens and the earth. He protects the core of the fruit with a hard cover. He protects the freshness of plants with moisture. He then further protects with an outer skin. He protects with thorns. He protects with horns. He protects with beaks and claws to safeguard the birds. Allah is Al-Hafidh, the Protector. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.